You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, December 6, 2017, week 229 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike.
Since it's Wednesday, let's get into some reviewed. I viewed two movies. One of them was an actual movie. The other one's like a short documentary. And I watched like this TV special. I forgot about that. So the TV special was, I think it's called Dying Laughing. It's like interviewing all these comedians. Let's see. It's like HBO. Yeah, Dying Laughing. It's a documentary. It's on Hulu. There's all these comedians. They talk about like life on the road and being heckled and stuff like that. I highly recommend it. Get a chance. And I mean honestly, that was a great documentary. Gary Shandling is in it, makes an appearance. So it was like, must have been filmed right before he died. And they just talked to like so many different comedians about things you would never, the less glamorous side of stand-up comedy. But yeah, watch that. I'd give it like an 8 out of 8. It was a perfect documentary. And I guess it's going to be a TV series or something, or documentaries. I don't know what they're going to do. But I was trying to figure out. I was trying to go through IMDb and figure out what's going on with that. So, yeah. Then I watched Why Him with Bryan Cranston and James Franco. To be fair, I watched this on the plane, so it might have been edited. It was probably edited. But it was real. I enjoyed it. I don't know if it was one of those things, because they say like when you're on a plane, your emotions and brain get all changed. So I really enjoyed it. It wasn't like the greatest movie, but I thought it was really funny. Like,
yeah.
Not really funny. Not like freaking hilarious, but a lot of it, I was laughing. I was concerned with my laughter level at some parts. So.
Oh, that's rare for you.
Yeah.
Laughter out loud.
I think it's because it was just like so like weird and out there. And I didn't know Keegan-Michael Key was in it.
Oh.
He's really funny in it. And Kaley Cuoco is kind of in it. Elon Musk makes an appearance. So, yeah. Check it out if you have the chance. I also rewatched The Big Sick. Whoa.
Big Sick?
Whoa. My headphones started working.
It went super loud.
Yeah. The Big Sick is really good.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Something started working. Yeah, so Big Sick still holds up, even on a plane where they replace ISIS with Taliban.
Weird.
Which is the weirdest thing.
Don't get that.
Which was like, it was so weird it happened, and then I was trying to mention it on the plane to my parents, and I was like,
you can't really say those words.
Because my mom watched The Big Sick as well, and I was like, okay, so you know when her mom defends him in the club, and the douchebag says like, oh, why don't you go back to one group? That's an edit. In the movie, they use a more recent term for a famous group.
Maybe that's what it was originally, and then the other line was swapped in for more current.
Yeah, but they have iPhones. No, because you can see his mouth. It looks weird. It's clear ADR.
Okay. Weird. Okay. Maybe they don't know what that is in that region.
Yeah.
I don't
Malaysia
know.
Is like
yeah, we're
a few feet away from Singapore, and like they know.
I can't find a reasoning.
They should, I think, just maybe say, on planes they're not allowed to say one of them versus the other.
Maybe that's what it is. Like they hear that on a plane, they're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like that's code or something.
Or it's just like something you're not supposed to yell on a plane.
Well, yeah.
But you have headphones. Like those things don't even have speakers.
Yeah. That's smart.
The cool thing is, though, since I've been working with repairs on all those screen units, I'm very familiar with those screens.
Yeah, you know how it works.
Ooh, I know how much this repair would cost. You see this USB jack? They charge 43 cents for that, just in parts alone. So, yeah, Then I watched pizzas. I was like just browsing through, and there was a documentary called Pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about all the different pizzas in the world, and it's very interesting.
Ah.
So I was like, that's appropriate. And my mom's like, yeah, you're watching the pizza documentary? And I'm like, yep.
Sounds like a good watch.
It was. Interesting. It was interesting. They talk about like the changes that pizza went through, where it originated,
mm-hmm.
and like for the differences between Italy and US and then other places that had pizza. And little did I know, as I was going to experience that regional difference of pizza
very
firsthand
different.
In Singapore.
That's funny.
So, yeah. Why Ham, I'd give like a 6 out of 8.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I don't see any problem with it. Maybe, I don't know.
Sweet.
Maybe my emotions were weird. And pizzas, I mean, I don't even know if you can find it. So like 8 out of 8. It was a great documentary right. on pizza.
Pizzas, interesting. That's a very simple title for a documentary.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe it.
I'm confused by it because I'm like, usually say the history of pizza, something like that would be the title, not just pizzas.
Let me find it. Like, it might have been something made just for the plane.
People on the plane like pizza. Let's see.
Got all this talking about pizza. It's making me hungry.
Yeah.
It was like literally just called pizza.
Hmm. That'd be difficult to find. Exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah. Nope, can't find it. Anyways. Let's talk about TV.
All right. Watched a lot of television.
I'm glad.
Finished The Punisher.
I considered starting it, and then I found out I couldn't download it to my iPad.
Yeah.
So I was like, nope.
Ah.
And then, oh my God, I made the stupidest mistake. So before I left, I bought the Dark Knight trilogy on my iPad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I am so cool. I have all these movies on my iPad.
Yeah.
Get on the plane. All those movies are on the system.
Oh, really?
On the in-flight system. They had Guardians 2. Mm. They had Batman and a Harley Quinn. They had the Dark Knight Rises. They had the they had the Dark Knight trilogy. They had the Dark Knight Returns.
Ooh.
Which the one I bought that one. Because it was like $10 and it's both of them together.
Oh.
So it's like super long and just one full thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they had all the Christopher Nolan movies. It was great. I was like, this is like the best in-flight selection ever.
It's like, this is the one I would bring on the plane.
Yeah.
if I had to.
I watched those two movies.
Oh, nice. You're like, I could watch those anytime.
Yeah, I was like,
it's a great selection, but
you know what? This flight is 18 hours. You know how many movies I can watch in that time?
Yeah.
And I ended up watching like, three.
See ones I've never seen before.
Yeah. Well, because that's a strategy I read online, is if you're on a flight, you should watch the last 20 minutes of movies you would never watch. So I was tempted to watch like the last 20 minutes of The Mummy.
Oh. Like the new Mummy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because like I would never watch that movie.
Yeah.
But I watched like the first 15 minutes three times because I kept falling asleep during it. Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, this isn't as
good
as... Wait,
what's the strategy about the 20 minutes? Is that
because
you get
most
the
of the
end?
Movie happens in the last 20 minutes.
Oh, that specific movie.
No, of any movie.
Oh.
So, like, if you're going to watch... If you're not going to watch it anyways...
Yeah.
You might as well watch the last 20 minutes.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like, I'm not going to watch The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I might as well watch the last 20 minutes of The Mummy when most of the stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's like, Let's Be Cops? No. Let's Be Cops for 20 minutes.
That'd be an interesting... I've seen Let's Be Cops the whole thing.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
Yeah. I like Let's Be Cops.
Yeah.
Not an awful movie. I find it entertaining.
I think if I watched the last 20 minutes of Why Him, it'd be a very different movie.
I'm just curious. That'd be an interesting list of movies that we've seen in total that we could tell people.
Only watch the last 20
watching
minutes.
Watching the last 20 minutes is a good idea.
Yeah.
That's
a hard thing for me to do.
It is a hard thing to think of. The top of my head, but it would be interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I watched The Punisher. I finished it. I really dug it. I like The Punisher a lot.
I
recommend it. I think it's way up there.
Way up there.
Upper half for sure. I think I put it up there. Yeah, I put it up there with like...
Luke Cage,
Daredevil Season 2. It's like right up there. Like one of the top five for sure.
See, that's
probably like top three to me.
Yeah, I read about it saying it was really good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I don't, like, for me, I think they're really long. I didn't think 13 episode was too long. Obviously, you can cut fat in there's places, but I like the story. I like the story. John Berthold's so good.
Her is very violent.
Very violent, yeah. I think it's just a different, because, I mean, like, they all feel like the same-ish type of show, kind of, all the Netflix shows. This one's kind of different because you got guns going off, shooting people instead of like beating up people. So I really recommend it.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't know where you go from season one because like season one's still about like his family and all that stuff.
Flashbacks, are they? Is that why we have
All that is flashbacks and dream sequences. So a lot of flashbacks and dream sequences.
I was so confused.
That's what tells you. You're like, oh, this didn't happen that way. But yeah. It's because there's flashbacks. Everything matches up with what happened in Daredevil Season 2.
So it takes place well after Daredevil Season 2?
Yeah, it's like a year later or whatever. Okay. So it's like, it like ties it together to that and then explains everything. So there's nothing like out of nowhere. Where's the connection? So I dug that too. So I recommend that. And then I saw... Runaways came
four
out.
Four episodes?
Yes, they released, the first day it came out, they released the first three episodes, and then they're doing it weekly from there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the show that's on Hulu, that's a Marvel show, and it's basically, it's based on the comic, they're all these kids, and their parents are all, like, villains, and but their kids don't know, so they see them in the secret meeting. It's basically all everything from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
They see their the parents, and they don't know what's going on, basically. So the show's kind of, you're following both the kids and the parents, discovering along with them, like, what's going on, basically. But it's pretty cool. I liked all the actors in that. And it's pretty different, just, like, kind of like the OC. They're all rich kids.
Mm-hmm. Like the OC?
Like the OC. Yeah, I think it's the OC showrunners.
Yeah, it is.
The show. So it's kind of like that, where there's all these rich kids. And you could all see these like rich houses and stuff, all these elaborate
things.
Welcome
to Newport, bitch.
Yeah. So
they don't say that line?
They don't, not yet.
That was my favorite line in the OC that happened in the first episode.
Yeah.
No, it's welcome to the OC, bitch.
Well, but these kids are actually kids because in the OC they were like adult. They're like in their 20s, but they're in high school. Were they in high school?
Yeah, they're in high
school. But these are actually like kids. So, and then they got a dinosaur thing. That runs around. And it looks pretty good. I think it's like part puppet, part CGI. But yeah, I dig the show a lot. It's really good. I'd recommend that show as well. Oh, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back also.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that I dig this season so far. It's just the first two episodes. They had a 2-hour premiere. They're in space. And I think they really like... They figured out we can go off the wall, we can do stuff. I think the problem with the earlier season was they were too dependent on the movies. They're like, we're going to be so connected to the movies. And that was just too much. And now they're like, they're large scale stuff, but they're like off in their own thing. It's kind of like more isolated storytelling, which works better because you don't have to meddle with, are we connected to this or any of that? So I think I dig the direction they're going. I'm curious if this show, like, how long the show keeps going, because they move it to Fridays now. I don't know how the ratings work for it, but like, yeah, they had some cool space, and the space stuff looks pretty good, all the CGI. So
I watched it for like 10 seconds in Singapore.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah,
yeah,
they play it the same day.
Oh, do they?
That's actually cool. Technically it's before, I guess.
Yeah, I really dig what they're doing, because it's just it's cool in space, and there's Kree and stuff, so
yeah,
there's connection points, but it's all separate. Well, it's connected but separate, who knows. I don't know. So that was cool. And then the big superhero thing I watched was The Crisis on Earth X, the big four show CW crossover.
Which they did over 2 nights. Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this was amazing. This was like the best crossover they've done. Like they did it, they figured it out in this. Like it was pretty legit. Like you can enjoy this without watching any of the shows, probably. But they just found a way where it felt so different than the previous crossovers. And it was just like such a cool thing.
Yeah. I'm,
and they had like major plot points that happened that affect the other shows and stuff.
I'm thinking about getting into all these.
I would watch again, these.
All of them.
I mean, it's quite a trek.
It is quite a trek.
But... to go through all of them. But I mean, I dig the show. I mean, like.
Yeah, like, and I like watching
that, and then you watch this crossover, and you're like, "Oh, this is why I love all this stuff." Mm-hmm. Like, they give you moments in all of those shows. Really, they give you moments where, like, "Oh, this is why I watch this show."
Yeah,
like, there's a lot of slogging through some stuff, but like, they had like on the Legends before this crossover, they had Gorilla Grodd shows up.
That's perfect.
So I'm like, "That's cool." Like, your Legends, they can do anything, so they like bring in people like that, and then this Crisis one, they're fighting Nazis. It's pretty cool. They're like Nazis versions of themselves.
Yeah.
So, and they like...
how appropriate.
And they're like, no, we're not shining around. Like, the first shot of the thing is like swastikas on buildings from like, because they show their Earth. And they're just like, they're not like afraid of saying Nazis or saying Hitler or any of that. They're just like, nope, this is what we're doing. A bunch of Nazis and Hitler. I mean, Hitler's not there, but they mention him.
Like, oh, remember that guy?
Hitler.
He was our first president. Remember Hitler?
Yeah.
We miss him.
Yeah. So that was just a ton of fun. And they, because as wacky as they get, like, they stay in within their own rules, kind of. Like, they know how to, what they're doing comic book wise, where they're like, oh, they're from a different Earth. We have to explain that, and they're jumping here, and this is what's going on. And they don't, like... I feel like that's what other stuff... that they just forget about that stuff, but, like, that stuff's, like, the stuff. So, I'd really recommend that crossover. It's pretty, pretty cool. And it was, like, a legit crossover. The other crossovers were, like, we're doing our show within this show. Yeah. This was, like, you can't tell which show is which show. They're all four parts together of a giant thing that... I wonder how they do those. How do they do this on Netflix? They like
what?
The crossovers. They say go to this, or they're like, ignore that.
I think they just say that. Ignore bonkers. That. Yeah. Who knows?
Because, well, this isolated on itself, you could ignore, except for one of the shows where it's pretty crucial to have, but they'll probably explain it in the next episode anyway. But yeah, this was a great crossover. Yeah, I'm excited for what they do with these crossovers. It's pretty cool. And then I finished Mindhunter, season one.
Nice.
Very, very good show. It's very trippy, and it's cool to see crazy minds. And the
crime.
Yeah, it's just crazy. There was a time not that long ago where they didn't understand any of this.
Yeah.
Which, to me,
is like normal.
Yeah, I just thought this was a thing people be interested in studying for a while, but it's really like... relatively new, and I think it's the 70s the show takes place.
Yes,
I think. Wait, when was Manson and all that?
60s.
I think it's 70. I want to say mid to late 70s, something like that. But yeah, you're so
1977.
Got it. Yeah, so this is crazy. That's the start of all this like research. People just thought, oh, they're crazy. Like, they're crazy.
Have you seen the side by side of the interviews with the serial killers and the side by side with the actors?
No.
Oh, it's insane.
Oh, no. I gotta watch it's that. It's amazing. Out. That'll creep me out. Yeah. Yeah, watch that.
It's like amazing what they did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's move on to our discussion.
Yes.
This week's discussion is Desert Island movie or TV show. You have an idea?
Mine's gotta be Back to the Future.
I watched. Oh, for movies.
TV show, we said?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can do movies or
totally
TV show.
I totally screwed that up. Okay. Movie would be Back to the Future.
Yeah,
I agree with that one,
I think. Either that or Star Wars, just for longevity, because you have, like...
That's a good one, too.
You have so many movies to pick from.
Oh, is it a franchise, or is it...
Yeah, I'm thinking franchise.
Yeah, Star Wars definitely up there. Let's see, TV show. What could I watch over and over?
To me, it has to be like It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother or Community.
Yeah.
I think I would have to go with It's Always Sunny, though.
I think It's Always Sunny is a good one.
Because, like, the drop-off isn't that severe.
Yeah. Where, that's like, consistency.
Where within How I Met Your Mother and Community, there was, like, bad seasons.
Yeah.
Where even, like, the worst It's Always Sunny season wasn't horrible.
Yeah, It's Always Sunny is a really good one. I think I would have to go show like that rather than like a continuous story or something.
I think I'd say mainly It's Always Sunny because I've done that where I've gone like months and only watched It's Always Sunny over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think I'd go with you there. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good watch.
It's good watch, and it's long.
It's like over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's a long. And it's fun to watch the pre-Frank few episodes. And you're like, why is Frank not in this? It's weird. And then Frank's like a different character at the beginning, too.
Yeah, you
like,
see
this is also weird.
You see, like, the morphing of Frank.
Yeah, and it just... Yeah, it's fun when the shows get... They develop their characters more. They're more their characters later. It's funny.
Ugh.
Good stuff.
Next week, the discussion is, if Marvel acquires Fox, where do they debut the new characters?
Got so many possibilities.
Yeah. And on Netflix today, the Trolls Holiday Special, which I'm glad I did not buy. Because
I think that aired on TV, right?
It must have been on ABC Family.
I think it was on like NBC or something.
No problem.
I think it's at Universal when I was there. I think they were playing it on the big screen. Like when I was leaving. Yeah. I think it's like NBC Universal.
Yeah, it must be then. Because
I think that's what it was.
iTunes for $5. And I was like, oh, $5. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's surprising they got that up that quickly.
Yeah. But now that I know it's on Netflix, it's no big deal.
Exactly.
Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and the Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.